Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Lana Del Rey meets The Cure. Hello, Rock in the Suburbs community. Hello, Jim and Patrick, Shadow, and everyone. This is Niklas calling in from Sweden about my favorite album and my favorite song of 2024. So, my top three records or albums this year. At third place, Tiny Stills. We Really Felt Something. Second place, Fantastic Cats. Now that's what I call Fantastic Cat. That's the actual name of the album. Fantastic album also. But I've got another album at number one, but I'll get back to that in a few seconds. No, a few minutes maybe. My favorite track. Well, the top five tracks on my Spotify Wrapped are all from a French artist called Cléor that I discovered this year. Unfortunately, those are not available to be picked for 2024's best song as they are from previous years, some of them from 2023. But that's just another tip for you, Cléor. So, the song is from the Tiny Stills album and the song is called Am I Dead Yet? This is pure power pop goodness, and it clocks in at 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Sirens wake me up at night, the city's lullaby, the world is falling apart outside. Helicopters in the sky, I can't control my mind. Not sure, am I still breathing? Am I dead yet? Or am I still waiting for the right time? Just anticipating how it feels to lose control and let go, let go. Am I dead yet? Am I dead yet? Scrolling past a diet ad, all makes me feel bad.
So, for the album of the year, I picked this for my September new music. And I think I said then that this was a contender for the album of the year. It's Sunday 1994, that's the band name, and their self-titled debut album, Sunday 1994, with the edition deluxe, just to separate it from the EP they released earlier in the year. So I had a look on the internet to see if someone actually did a review on this, and the DIY Mag describes this like think Lana Del Rey meets The Cure. And I know a friend of mine picked The Cure as his best album this year, so it might be something for him as well. The band consists of Paige Turner and Lee Newell. And I think I mentioned that in my September new music picks as well, that they look like young versions of Debbie Harry and Elvis Costello. I think I picked a track called Blonde back in September. So if you could please play the opening track this time instead, Tired Boy. So let's put 2024 behind us, shall we? Not a great year on a personal level for me, except for the fact that Ipswich Town were promoted to the Premier League, of course. And we are fighting for survival. Had a few points over New Year's, so yeah, fingers crossed. So I wish you all a great 2025, and fingers crossed that it will be a lot better than 2024. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Hello and Happy New Year to the greatest community out there. This is Justin Steiner from Valparaiso, Indiana, calling in with my 2024 picks. Speaking of that community, I enjoyed going to many shows with people from the community this year. Hans and Brittany, of course, Keith, Scott Parks, Phil Yates, Vasanth Ramamurthy, Kevin Bartlett, and I'm sure I'm forgetting others right now. And if I am, I apologize. It was a year full of great live music. Actually, it was a year full of great music, period. I had a really hard time coming up with a top 10, a top 25 even. But after sorting through everything and listening, I decided that my album of 2024 is Not a Surf's Moon Mirror. Not a Surf is a band that I've loved since they put out Let Go in the early 2000s, and they did not disappoint with this album. In fact, it's probably one of their best albums, and I've liked everything they've done, but this one is really, really strong, full of hope and heart and melody and guitar crunch and beautiful sounds. As far as a song to kind of encapsulate that, maybe go with Open Seas, which has kind of the rock feel to it, and also references Jimmy Webb in the lyrics, which I always love those songs that talk about other songs. Song of the year, boy, so many good songs this year. I mean, it's hard to go against Pearl Jam's Waiting for Stevie off of their great album. My friends in the band Bottle Cap Mountain put out another really good album this year, and their song I've Got Lovin' For You just gets lodged in your head for days. A great open-hearted rock tune. Liquid Mike with Mousetrap, those power chords, and talking about Michigan hoaxes and everything. Great. But another trend this year was fantastic duets. You had Iron and Wine and Fiona Apple doing one together, Nico Case and Joe Pernice. Katie Crutchfield from Waxahachie was on the Future Birds album. Stephen Routledge called in about that one a few months back. But the song I keep coming back to is Waxahachie's Right Back to It with MJ Lenderman on guitar and vocals. It's a beautiful song. The banjo and the kind of shuffling beat and the way that Katie and MJ Lenderman harmonize, it kind of comes in underneath and plaintive and yearning. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. So going with that as my song of the year. Well, 2025 is here already, and it's about time for me to get cranked back up with school and all of that. Looking forward to hanging out more with everybody in Rockin' the Suburbs land this year. Heading on up to Grand Rapids later on this year, but I'm sure seeing shows and all of us just talking about new music, whether it's here on the podcast, via text message, on the socials, in person, over a beer, however it is. As always, I look forward to doing it with all of you. So that's it for me, and we'll see you on down the road. Bye.
Spotlight on a hot night, I was gifted in and out.
Hans and Brittany, of course, Keith, Scott Parks, Phil Yates, Vasanth Ramamurthy, Kevin Bartlett.